As I walked outside this morning to get in my car, I realized how much dirt had accumulated on it. And I got inside and I saw that I also needed the inside clean. As I prepared to go to the car wash, I realized that I needed to be somewhere at a certain time and I was running late. So when I got to the car wash, instead of getting a full detail, I stopped and realized that I just would get the outside clean. And while going through the car wash, it hit me. This is how believers do when they come to church and don't really have time, energy, or the desire to put in the effort to clean out their whole self. This is what happens when we're in a rush. This is what happens when we feel like we just need to be cleaned up where other people can see. But the truth is, we need to clean up from the inside. The sentiments in Psalm 51 and 10 says, "Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit in me." Don't just clean me up on the outside, but create in me a clean heart. Because if the inside is clean, the outside will start showing up better. If the inside is clean, then where I'm sitting, where other people might not be able to see, but I can be shining on the outside, but the inside I can be standing on dirt. On the inside I can be standing on filth. And that's what, when you become, as my, what I've learned to say, when you become addicted to conviction, but allergic to conversion. You've stuck knowing that what you do is wrong, but lack the desire to get right. Create in me a clean heart. Don't just clean me up. Clean my heart up. Clean me up in the stuff that I don't even seem to have right. And that's sometimes what we struggle with. Not doing right, but getting a new heart. Create in me a clean heart. Convert me. Don't just convict me. Don't just make me feel bad, but change me. Make that feeling of feeling bad turn. Make me shift on the inside. This is your daily love from the day. Get cleaned up from the inside so what people see on the outside won't really matter.